Okay. Today's Daf Lamed Hey, and Lamed Hey, first word of Daf Lamed Hey with the Gemara. So we had said yesterday we discussed more about the Kohen Gadol was taken to the Parva, and he went to the mikveh there. So now the Gemara says, my Parva. What does that room Parva? What does that word Parva mean? Amar of Yosef, Parva Amgusha. The word Parva is a Amgusha. An Amgusha, it actually says Machashev. It was a sorcerer. Parva was a sorcerer. Tosfos says that he doesn't know if it was a sorcerer, but what this person Parva did was he was so interested in seeing what was going on in the Kodesh Kodashim that he dug an underground tunnel and let him peer, and which brought him right under the Kodesh Kodashim, so he was able to look in and see what they were doing in the Kodesh Kodashim. It's such a fascinating story that they named the name after him. The question is, was he a Jew or a Goy? So it's a machlokas. Some say, how could they name a room after a Goy? So Siach Yitzchak says, you're right, it's a little funny, but it was such a fascinating story. What he did was so interesting that they did it. They named it after even a Goy. Others say, no, couldn't have been. It was a Jew. And it's, of course, maybe he was a sorcerer, and it was after he did tshuva. The Rav says that in what way was he a sorcerer? He did magic. He created the room with the mikvah on the roof with magic.
Kishuf.
And the Tiferes Yisrael says that that's impossible to accept. They would never name a room after somebody who, forget a guy, he didn't have Avera, it's even worse in a way. And what it means was, he didn't do Kishuf. He was a very, very original, very, very builder. And somehow he built the room there in such a way that it looked like it was that, like, well, wow, what a magician you are. You're amazing. You know? And it was just, no, he was just very, very crafty. And either way, that was the name of the room. That's where the Kohen Gadol was. And that's where the mikvah was. And that's where they took him. That's how the name Parva. Why do we call something Parv today that's not Milchus and not Felicix? Still working on that. I don't have an answer for that yet. Like, what's the... I'm working on it. That's a work in progress. As soon as we have an answer, we'll mention it. Part next. The Mishnah said, we had this already on Shabbos, Parsu Sadin Shalbot. They would surround him with a Sadin, with a sheet made out of linen. Maishna Shalbot. Why specifically of linen? Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Kadeshi Yakir Shavodas Hayom Bigday Butz. So that everybody should recognize that today, the Kohen Gadol should recognize that today's Avodah was done with Bigday Butz, with linen. So they just surround him in a linen sheet, so that he should be able to go to the mikvah in tzniyus and change in privacy. And they use linen just so he should remember that the special avodah of the day was done in linen. Fine. V'tana, I'm sorry. Then b'shachar ha'yilovish pelutin shal shmona asar. In the morning he wore garments of we said it was 18, whatever it was, whatever number you pick. The morning was fancier than the afternoon. That's clear. The morning was fancier than the afternoon. So then the Mishnah said that in the morning it was 18, in the afternoon it was 12, and that added up to 30. So the Gemara asks, "Vitana minyana asalash meinan." I need the Mishnah to add it up for me. I can't add. I don't know that 18 plus 12 is 30. Why does the Mishnah have to say? And by the way, 18 plus 12 equals 30. I can do that by myself. Akamash malan. The answer is debatzir mehani. Because less than that, less than 30, lo nevid. They would never make it less than 30. Ha e butcher mehani utfe ahani, less one ba. But if you want to change the ratio, want to change the numbers, you want to make it 19 and 11, that's good too. That's not a big deal. You want to make it 20 and 10, that's also good. The kul alma mihas, because everybody agrees, even though they have different numbers, everybody agrees. The b'shachar adifi, that the shachar is more important than the afternoon. Minalan, how do you know? And the Amar of Huna, Bereid of Eloi, Amar Kra, Bad, 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 Bad. It says in that pasuk over there, Bad, four times. In the pasuk in Achrimos, it says the word Bad four times. So therefore, Muvkor Bad, the best Bad, the super best should be in the morning. Why? So it's the mashal is that when the waiter is serving the melech, is serving the king, he's wearing very expensive clothes, very fancy, he's a waiter. And when he's cleaning up, he doesn't wear the same clothes, he wears lesser clothes. So too, the morning had more chashivas, the morning avodah was more chashiv, was more special, that should have been it was more expensive, and then in the afternoon the kohen gadol would wear cheaper. The ratio could be different, as long as the morning was more expensive than the afternoon. So the Gemara says, "Meisvei." What is that true? We have, but the pasuk said, "V'lov shu begadim achirim," and they would wear other begadim. "V'lo yikadshu etzaam bebigdehem." Right, that's the pasuk over there. So the pasuk says that he would wear other clothes in the afternoon. "My lav achirim chashuvin mehen." Doesn't achirim mean better? Does that mean better clothes? So the Gemara says, "Lo, achirim pechusiv." It means inferior clothes. Man. Inferior clothes. So that's not kasha. So again, in the afternoon, in the morning they would wear better clothes, and in the afternoon they would wear less expensive clothes. Tani Rav Huna bar Yehuda, v'amri la Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, echad shekalsa avodas tzibur. Once you finish the avodas tzibur, kohen she'asis lo imo kisones. If a mother would make for her son a kisones, a shirt, the shirt. Lov shav odeba avodas yachid. It was okay as long as he did a private service with it. And also ubilvad shim seren al tzibur. He had to donate it to the tzibur. What's going on? So it's machlokas we've shown him whether this is talking about every day of the year or on Yom Kippur. Either way, it's just a machlokas in lomdus. Either way, the idea is that the Kohen Gadol had all his clothes had to be paid for by the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash. But let's say the Kohen Gadol's mother, for whatever reason, wanted to make him a special. Could he wear it? The answer is yes, he could wear it, only for avodas yachid. So either that means to any private person that comes forward any day of the year and says, "I want to bring a shalom today," so then he could wear the shirt his mother made him. But if it's for the kabbar, the tzibur, for the tamid, for the musaf, he had to wear the tzibur's. Others say, no, on Yom Kippur, it's from Yom Kippur, and everything that was done for the Kohen Gadol privately for himself, he had to wear the public. But if it was for his personal karbanos of Yom Kippur, which there were for the Kohen Gadol, then he could wear what his father made him. And either way, he had to donate it to the tzibur. So pshita, that's obvious. So the Gemara says, no, mahadatema, I would think, nechush, shemelo, yim, serena, yafa, yafa. Maybe he won't give it over wholeheartedly, because he really likes it. He's not going to want to donate it wholeheartedly, and therefore will be a little bit of a holding back because he doesn't really want to give it. Kamash Malon, we don't fear that. And we let him give it, and we let him wear it because we assume his dedication is wholehearted. The kasha here, I don't have an answer, which is we know Devarim Shem Levein Devarim. So who cares what he's thinking? Who cares what he's thinking? He's giving it over. He's giving it over to the Beis HaMikdash. His private thoughts are irrelevant. But either way, there was some chashash, and the chashash is not a chashash. So if the chashash is not a chashash, then why can't it be used for a kapara of tzibur? Why not? If he's giving it over, what's the difference? So the Rambam said ena chanami, it could be used for kapara of tzibur, but the bezin, the kahanim there wouldn't allow it. They wouldn't allow it. They only wanted the standard begadim to be used for kabbalos tzibur. But in a chenami, there's no reason why not. So that was the practice that was done in the Beit HaMikdash. Fine. So why would the mothers of the kahanim do this? Just out of beauty. So I think it's the Sfas Emes. He gives an unbelievable answer. He says, we know there's a Gemara in Makkos that says that the mothers of the kahanim gedolim used to cook and be nice to all the people in Ohrei Miklat. Why? Because those people in Ohrei Miklat are there because they killed B'shogeg. And they want the Kohen Gadol to die so they can go home. So they're davening for the Kohen Gadol to die. That's what they want. That's their wish. That's their desire. So the mothers of the Kahanim Gedolim would go to these people and be really nice to them, cook for them, take care of them, clean for them, so that they shouldn't pray that their son should die. Oh, such a nice lady. I'm not gonna do that. So that was the practice that the mother of the Kohanim Gedolim did. So the Sfas Emes says, there's a Gemara or Medrash that says that the Kisones is a Shmira for Shvichas Damim. Right, every Beged in the Beis HaMikdash was Machad for another Aveira. Right, the Tzitz was for bad thoughts, the parents was for Erva, so the Kisones was for Shvichas Damim. So the mothers thought, listen, if I don't have to, why should I go to Ohrei Miklat? I'll just make one for my son. I'll make a Kisones for my son. It'll be a Shmira for Shvichas Damim, and I'll never have to go to the Ohrei Miklat because there won't be murders. The Shemira. Perfect. So that's why the Dafka, that's what only mentions Ksonis. And the Marami panel says only the Ksonis would even allow someone's mother to bring in a beggar. Wouldn't allow for a Mitznefes or an Avne. Wouldn't allow it. only for the Ksonas. Why? Because the Ksonas is for the Shvichat Damim, and it'll save the mothers having to go to Ari Mikla. That's what Sfat Zemet said. And Amar Olav al Yishua ben Pabi, this is a story now on Yishua ben Pabi, who was a Kohen Gadol. Sha'azaz alo imo, the mother made him Ksonas, a Ksonas, Shomeya mana. It was 100 mana. We said before that it was 12 or 18. This was 100 mana. Velovsha, and he wore it, but Obed ba'avodas yachid. And he did an avodas yachid. Again, this is in Yom Kippur, rest of the year, unclear. And umasra le tzibur, and he gave it over to the tzibur. Amru olav al Rabbi Elazar ben Charsam. They said about Rabbi Elazar ben Charsam, who was also a Kohen Gadol, who was extremely wealthy. She'asas alo imo ksones. His mother made him, again, both cases are only the ksones. The mother made him a ksones. Mishte ribuye. It was 20,000 mana. You can imagine how fancy. 20,000 mana. Vilo hinichu echav hakahanim lulosha. And the kahanim, the rest of the kahanim, didn't let him wear it. Why not? Mipnei shniris ka'arum. Because the linen was so fine that it was see-through. They didn't want him to wear it. It was see-through. So the Gemara says, umi mischazi? Was it really see-through? Could that be true? Va'amamar chuton kafel shisha. Every thread of the begadim of the kahanim, the kohen gadol, was spun with six threads. So how could it be so thin? How could it be so thin that it was see-through? That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, you know what it was? Kichamra b'mazga. It was like wine in a glass. Even if it's a thick glass, and you can't make out perfectly the wine, you'll still see the wine in there. So too, it might have been fuzzy, it might have been a little hazy, but certainly it was see-through. And therefore, they didn't let him wear it. It was so expensive, it was so fine. Now that we mentioned that Rabbi Elazar ben Charsam was so rich, and that his mother made him such a fancy, expensive kishones. Now the Gemara goes off on a tangent. This is a very famous Gemara. Everybody's heard this Gemara before. And okay, here we go. Tanu Rabbanan, Ani va'ashir v'rasha ba'in ladin. In Ani, a poor person, a rich person, and a rasha come for judgment. They come to Shemayim and they come to judgment. La'ani omrim lo. To the poor person, we say to him, Mitdeimalo asakta b'torah. Why didn't you learn Torah? So, Im Amar, if he says, Ani ha'yisi, I was an Ani. Vitarud b'mizon osai. I was very busy making a living. Very difficult. I didn't have time. I had to go around and beg. To go around and work like a dog. It was very difficult. So Omer lo, they would tell him, Kulam Ani ha'yisi yosher me Hillel. Were you more poor than Hillel? Why? Because Amru Alav Al Hill Hazakein. This is what they said about Hillel. Shabachol Yom V'Yom, every day Hayoosei Umistaker B'Trapik. He would earn a trapik. A trapik is a half a dinar. It's apparently a very small sum of money. Chetzi of Hayoosei L'Shomer Beis HaMedrash. Half that he would give to the guard of the Beis HaMedrash. And all the Mefarshim point out this is not tuition. This is a guard. So the Marsha says that the yeshiva was in the field, and it was dangerous. And it had a guard. That's all it was. It was just a guard. And others say no, it was a spiritual guard. Keep out the riffraff. So either way, but it wasn't tuition, like a payment for yeshiva. It wasn't that. So he every day he would give half of his salary to that. V'chetziv l'parnasasa u'l'parnasas anshei beiso, and the other half was to the family. The other half was to the family. Now that the story ends right there. So you see that Hillel was so poor, but yet nevertheless he was able to learn. He was able to dedicate money to learn. So you're as poor as Hillel. We'll see in a few minutes what's going on here. Pamachas one time, lo matza lehistaker. He didn't make any money. He wasn't able to. V'lo hinicho. Right. We always heard when we were little kids that he was a woodcutter. Now the Gemara doesn't say that. I don't know what he did. The Gemara doesn't mention it. We always thought that he was a woodcutter. Half the wood he would sell, and he would. But doesn't say that anywhere. But could be it's true. Anyway. This is obviously before he became Hillel, right? This is before he was recognized as the Hillel. That it's before that. All the questions say it was before that. Anyway, Vlohi Nicho Shomer Bebeis Hamedrash. He wasn't able to pay the Shomer. So what did he do? Ahachnis Aleha. He went up to the roof. Vines Ali. He went up. Yoshev Al Pi Aruba, and he listened in on the skylight. Kedei Sheyishma Divri Elokim Chayim. He should hear the words of the living God. Mishmaya Avtalion, from Shmaya and Avtalion, who were the recognized Gedolim. They were the, right. They were one of the Zugos, the Oven, and the Nasi. And he went up on the roof to listen in on the skylight to hear the Torah from them. Amru, and they said, the tradition is, Oso Hayom Erev Shabbos Haya. It was Erev Shabbos. V'tikuvas Tevis Haya. It was Tevis. It was cold. It was the winter. And V'yarad Alav Shelag Min Hashemayim. And the snow fell Min Hashemayim. Right, so where else does snow fall from? Does it fall from the ground? So says the Machlokes what these words mean. Does it mean that it was a normal day? Does it mean it was a normal day and snow fell like a normal day, or that snow fell special because to demonstrate his mesiras nefesh? Either way, Kishaala Morashacha, when it became the morning, Amar Lo Shmaya Laftalion, Shmaya said to Avtalion, Avtalion Achi, Avtalion, my brother. B'chol yom, every day Abayis Meir, the room gets lit up from the skylights. But v'hayom, but today Afel, it's very dark. Shema yom ha'mu'unan hu, maybe it's a cloudy day. It just snowed last night, right? Maybe it's cloudy. So hitzitzu einehen, they looked up with their eyes. V'ru'u, and they saw demus adam, the image of the form of a person, ba'aruba, in the skylight. Alu, they went up. Umatsu alav rum shalosh amos sheleg. He was covered with three amos of snow. Parkuhu, they took it off him. Vaharchitzuhu, they washed him up. Visichuhu, and they anointed him. They got him healthy. Veshivuhu keneged hamadura. They put him in front of the fire to warm him up. Amru, and they said, Royu ze lechal lavas haShabbos. It's worth it for this person to be mechal Shabbos. Right? So the bottom line is, what do you see? That Hillel was so poor, and yet he was able to learn. So first, we'll answer. First of all, what do you mean it's right for him to be Mechal Shabbos? For anybody will be Mechal Shabbos. Anybody. You don't have to come on. You don't have to be Hillel. Anybody will do it. Right? No matter who it is. Someone has to. It's a pekuach nefesh situation. We don't ask questions about you're worthy. Mechal Shabbos. So there's three answers to this question. The Yaakov says that even when you endanger yourself. He'll do it to himself. Who told him to go up on the roof in the middle of the winter? Even when you endanger yourself, we'll still be Mechal Shabbos for you. Even though you don't really deserve it, maybe, because you were a little bit of an onis. Whole question, that goes back to what the night was, what kind of night it was. But even if you put yourself in a situation where it's going to be a sakana, we'll still be Mechal Shabbos for you. Zayin Yaakov said. The Chidah said, no, such an exaggeration. Like, oh, of course, Vehillel will do this. That doesn't mean to say that for other people we wouldn't. Of course, it's like an exaggeration. That's what the Chidah says. And the Aruch Chaim, yesterday was Aruch Chaim's yard site. The Aruch Chaim something which is very, very difficult. He says, it's not even a halacha, he says that will only be Mechal Shabbos for you if we see that by being Mechal Shabbos you're going to survive. But if you're going to die anyway, then why be Mechal Shabbos? That's not the halacha. The halacha is, even if we'll save you for 5 minutes, we'll be Mechal Shabbos. So here, they weren't sure about Hillel, is he going to make it or not? He was so sick, but for Hillel will do it. So the Tiferes Yisrael, I think it's the Tiferes Yisrael, says it can't be that the Aruch Chaim can't mean that. It's not halacha. So the Aruch Chaim means maybe if someone's a mumar. If someone's a mumar, we won't go out of our way for you. Mumar l'shabbos, mumar l'achas. For such a person, it's not, we're not going to be l'chabbos for that. He doesn't believe in Shabbos anyway. Why should we be l'chabbos for him? That was when the Aruch Chaim was talking about. But of course, for Hillel, we would. So the son of the Shla has a very interesting line. It's a cute vart. He says that, so the Gemara is going to say at the end of the Amid that Hillel's mechayim all the poor people. All the poor people have to learn because of Hillel, because nobody was more poor than him, and yet he was able to do it. So it's a big tie on all of us. If you're poor, you don't have an excuse. Hillel didn't have an excuse, so you sure don't have an excuse. So the son of the Shlach says that we say in Pirkei Avos, Hillel said, "In ain ani li mili." If I am not for myself, who will be for me? Meaning, if I don't set the example, who's going to do it? I have to be the one to set the example. If I don't set the example, who's going to do it? Just a cute bar. Question is, so when did this happen? When did this happen? It happened in Tukufas Teves. The Tzelem Rebbe said something amazing. He alludes to the fact. What night was this? Anybody have a guess? He says it was December 24th. He says that this happened on December 24th. He says it's in his sefer in Parsha Shmos. He says from the Gemara Yuma on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Kavi Hill has Zakachal Al Ruba Kadeshish Mar Divrei Elokim Chayim Pishmai Vatalion. He says Amru Osa Yom Erev Shabbos Hayu Tkufas Teves Haya. He says Muchach Shalomdu B'Tkufas Teves. So obviously they learned Torah that night. Unlike the custom that there are people that don't learn Torah that night, so they learn Torah that night. So he says V'Yesh Lomar Dezeh HaYekodim Ma'isa Shal Oso Ish. This took place before he was born. Right, Hillel lived way before. Hillel lived even before. Hillel lived right after Hanukkah, like 30, 40 years after Hanukkah. Before that time, he says, we see from here that whatever reasons there are for not learning on Torah on Nittel on that night, it certainly didn't exist beforehand. That's for sure. So that, I don't know how he knows that this was the night, but so he says. So that's what the Talmud Rebbe said. So that was amazing. Okay, that's the story of Hillel. Next, the next one is Ashir Omrim Lo. To the rich one, they say, Mipnei Ma Lo Asakta B'Torah. Why didn't you learn Torah? Im Amar Ashir Hayisi. If he says, but I was rich, V'Torah Hayisi Bin Chasai, and I was very very busy with my assets. Didn't have time to learn. So Omer will tell him, Kulam Ashir Hayisa Yosir Mirabi Eliezer. Were you richer than Rabbi Eliezer ben Charsom? And all the Mefarshim point out this is before he became Kohen Gadol. Were you richer than him? Amru Alav al Rabbi Eliezer ben Charsom. They said about him, Shehoi Niachlo Aviv Elef Ayaros Biabasha, that his father left him 1,000 cities, and they point out that it was a Yerusha. He didn't work for it. It was a Yerusha. So he couldn't even really time him. Right, less than 1,000 cities. Ukinegdon elef sefinos bayam. And Kineged, then, he left them 1,000 ships. Why does it Kineged? He says, don't think this is an exaggeration. 1,000, okay, he got 4, he called it 1,000. No, it's exact. And Kineged, corresponding to each city, he left them a ship. That's exactly the numbers. These are not exaggerations. This is how rich he was. 1,000 cities, 1,000 ships. Ubechol yom v'yom, and every single day. Notel na'od shel kemach. What did he do? What was he busy with? He took himself a flask of kemach, a flour, al ksif on his shoulder, umehalech mi'ir le'ir, and he went from city to city, umemedina le'medina, from country to country, lilmod Torah, to learn Torah. That's what he was busy with. Pamachas, listen to this. Pamachas, one time, matzu avadav, the servants bumped into him. They met him. V'asu bo angaria, and they wanted to bring him to Rabbi Eliezer ben Charsom to be a worker. They didn't know it was him. They didn't even know it was him. They saw a guy roaming around. You come be a worker. Amrulehen, Babakashim, Kem, I beg you, Hinichuni, leave me alone, Ve'elech Lumo Torah, and I want to go learn Torah. Amru lo, they told him, Chaye Rabbi Eliezer ben Charsom, we swear by the life of our master, Rabbi Eliezer ben Charsom, She'ein Menichin Otsach, we will not leave you, Umiyamav lo halach, we will not leave you, we're not going to leave you. What do you see from here? Umiyamav lo halach. Lo halach virao son. They never saw him. They never saw their master. They bumped into a guy. They thought it's him. They never saw him. Why? Because he was never involved. He hired other people to do the work, but he was busy learning. El Yoshev Ozik B'Torah Kol Yom V'Chol Alayla. He was learning day and night. So you see the extent of Rabbi Eliezer ben Charsom when he was learning before he became the Kohen Gadol. Even his own workers didn't know who he was. Next, Rasha Omrim Lo. To the Rasha we say, Mipnei Ma Lo Asakta B'Torah. Why didn't you learn Torah? Im Omar, if he says, Na Hayisi, I was very good looking. I was very beautiful. V'Torah D'Yitzri, I was very busy with my Yitzhara. Couldn't fight him off. I had a very hard time. So, Omrim Lo, they would tell him, Kulam Na Hayisi B'Yosef? Were you better than Yosef? You're more fair than Yosef? Amru alav al Yosef atadik. They said about Yosef that b'chol yom v'yom, every single day, ha'isa eshes Potifar mishdalto bidvarim. Every day she used to try to get him to sin. Every single day she drove him crazy with words, and not only words, everything. The begadim shalav shavu shachris, shalav shalav arbis. The begadim she wore in the morning, she wouldn't wear in the afternoon. She would always change, always make herself look pretty. Begadim shalav shalav arbis, shalav shalav shachris. What she wore at night, she would wear in the morning. She was constantly changing, always trying to lure Yosef. Amrlo, Hishamali, listen to me, please sin with me. Amrlo, and he told her, Lav, no, I won't do it. Amrlo, so she said, Harini Chavushka Bebeis HaAsurin, I will lock you up in a prison. Amrlo, so he said, Hashem Matir Asurim. Only Hashem locks people up in prison. I'm not scared of you. The Baal Turim points out, there are only three places in the Torah, in Tanakh, where the word Asurim is mentioned, the prison. Two of them were by Yosef, when it was put in the base Asurim, and the third one is just Pasuk in Tehillim, like Yosef said. Those are the only places in the Shas where the word prison is mentioned. Who's the real jail keeper? It's Hashem. Hashem decides what happens. Amalo, so she told him, Harini kafafes kol masecha, I will lower your stature. I'll lower your stature. So he said back, Hashem's okay with kafufim. Only Hashem does that. The Harini Mesame Esenecha, I'll put out your eyes. So she said, he said back, Hashem pokeach ivrim. Hashem only does that. The Ben Yehuda said, it's mamish mida keneged mida. So what happened to him? He was put in the jail. Right? And his stature was lowered. And he was forgotten in some dungeon for years. And what happened? All of a sudden he interprets the dreams. So the Ben Yehuda says, first of all, power called for Yosef out of the jail. Power said, they told him, power said, okay, get him out of that jail. That's keneged, putting in the prison. Power called him out. Then she told him, I'm going to be Zokev Kefufim, I'm going to lower you and lower your stature. What happened? They changed his clothes, they gave him a shave, they put on royalty, they brought him to Paro. And the third thing was, she said, I'm going to blind you. So Ben Yehuda said, then what happened? Paro admitted, there's nobody smarter than him. But we always associate brains with the head, with the face. Paro said that no one's smarter than him. So everything she said, exactly the opposite happened. Right? It's all orchestrated. That's the media connected media here. Anyway, Nos Nolo LF Kikre Keses, she gave him $1,000, 1,000 kikars, and she said, Lishmo Eleha, to listen to her, Lishka Vetzla, to lie with her, Leos Ima, to be with her, Velo Rot to Lishmo Eleha, he didn't want to even listen, Lishko Veleha, didn't want to even lay with her, right? The Mepharshim said, even not to do anything, just to lay down with her. Not even to do it, even that he wouldn't do. Etzla Ba'olam Hazeh, Leos Ima La'olam Haba. He didn't want to be with her in Olam Haba. Meaning what? He didn't want to be with her in Gehenna. He didn't want to suffer for that. So he didn't want to do anything. The Tzidkat HaTzadik, I don't know who that is, he said that Yosef knew Beruach HaKodesh that he was going to father children from her. But he did, because he married her daughter. Asnath was her daughter. But he knew Beruach HaKodesh, and he still fought it off. Because he said, this can't be Mutter. It's not Mutter. I can't be with her. She's married. And he still fought it off, and even though he knew somehow that there was going to be a connection between the families, but he couldn't figure it out, but he's even to such a far extent, he fought it off. So so a few things about Yosef. First of all, the Shem Yishmuel says, how can you compare us to Yosef? After all, is Yosef a tzaddik? I understand, okay, if you're rich, you could have a taina, if you're poor, you could have a taina. How do you have a taina on Yosef? Yosef a tzaddik. Not that many people are called that hot tzaddik. Yosef HaTzadik, he's the foundation. We say he's the Yisod of all the Taivas in the world were all fought off by Yosef. How can we possibly think with him? So the Shem Yishmuel says an unbelievable thing. He says when you come after 120, you're going to realize, the Gemara says this, that the Yetzer is Kechot HaTzayra. It's just one hair's breadth. That's all it is. That's all it is. Yeah, because we're so confused in this world that we don't realize that. But that's all it is. The whole issue is trying. And that's why Yosef is mechayev us. It's true, his nisyonos were tremendous, but all it is trying. We're going to be so disappointed in ourselves when we realize how easy it was to overcome it, and how faulty it is to say, well, I can't be ever like Yosef. No, it's each person's on their own, and it's kechur atzayra. The pre-tzadik, everybody asks another question. They all ask the same question. The Gemara, we know that Rashi says that Yosef was ready to sin. He was ready to throw in the towel. He couldn't withstand anymore. She was pressuring him. It was too much. So what happened? He saw the image of his father. He saw the image of his father, and that gave him chizuk. So we don't have... That doesn't ever happen to us. We never get chizuk like that. Maybe if not for that special chizuk, also none of us would also sin. So how is he mechayev us? How is that fair? How is he mechayev us? So the pre-tzaddik, I think that's a tzaddik,
I'm not sure who that is. He says something amazing. He says, what does it mean that she changed in the morning, she changed at night? What does that mean? It could be a pasha pshat. Every day she wore a different dress. But he says what it means is, the Yetzirah, who she represents, will do anything to trick you. He'll clothe every taiva in the most beautiful clothing. This is great, beautiful, whether it's happiness or sadness or riches or poverty, whatever it is to get you to chase it, he'll clothe it. He'll clothe it and it'll look so attractive. And just he'll do anything to get you down the path. In the morning it'll be this, in the afternoon it'll be that, today it's this, tomorrow it's that, whatever it is, every day is different stories. Every day is different, every day, anything to get you down the road path. What did Yosef see? He didn't see his father. He saw what his father represents. His father represents Teferes, which is beauty. True beauty is not chasing after all those things. True beauty is inside you. All of us can have that too. All of us can have that too. It's not Akasha. We can be just, we could realize the falseness, just like Yosef did. But it's possible for us to overcome, just like Yosef did. The Nesiv of Olam says that you see from here that all these examples, these aren't excuses. These aren't answers back to Hashem. It's just excuses. The whole thing's excuses. These aren't legitimate. Okay? Chavetz Chaim says that he says in Shara Torah Perek Gimel, he says that, and this is based, he's going to quote, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, that V'cheinisak b'yoredeya simen reish me'mvav v'zeh l'shono. Kol ish Yisrael, every single Jew, chayev b'talmud Torah. You have to be chayev to learn Torah. Bein ani, bein ashir, whether you're rich or poor, bein shalem begufa, whether you're healthy, bein bal yisurim, whether you're not healthy, bein bachor, whether you're young, bein zakin gadol, whether you're old, afilu ani hamatzir al apsachim, even if you have so poor, you have to go begging on to the doors. Afilu bal isha ubanim, even if you're married and you have children, you're busy with them. Chayev l'dvolo zman l'talmud Torah b'yom v'layla, you have to set aside time, day and night. Shenemar v'yikise b'yom v'layla ad kan l'shono. That's what the Chavetz Chaim quotes from the Mechaber. The Inyan HaKviyatu, Sheikva lo zman yadu la Torah, you should have a set time to learn every day. Shalo yilashanos osu hazman b'shum ofen. Don't change that schedule at all. Even if it's 5 minutes. Afilu hu sover l'harviyach harbe. Even if you're going to get a lot of money, Shekikasav b'tur orachayim sevin kufnun hei. The Chavetz Chaim said that everyone said that. It's brought down the halacha. And this is just an example of that based on these ideas. So the Reb Chaim Shulevitz has also one of his classic pieces on this Gemara. He says, if you think about it, these three tainas back, how do you even say them with a straight face? I couldn't learn because I was too rich. What kind of answer is that? I was too poor. That's already a little bit of an answer. I couldn't learn I was too good looking. What kind of answer is that? How can you even say it with a straight face? So he says it as follows. He says that Hillel gave half his money. Hillel was not a rich man. Obviously not a rich man. He says he gave half his money to the guard. He says, was the guard rich? Probably not. The guard was also just as poor. And he gave half his money, so all he had left was, he could have said to the guard, listen, you're a rich man, you get a lot of, let me in, I need the money. No, he didn't say that. He was forced to pay. And he paid. He paid half of his salary for that. What's he left with? He left with a quarter of a dinar. Apparently, it's such a small amount of money that nobody today, none of us have such little money. None of us have that. And yet, it's mechayev us. Because Hillel was able to survive on so little that there's no one else like that. No one else can have a taina. I tried, I just didn't have the money. No one else can have it. Hillel had less than you. Have a little you have, he had less than you. He says about the rich person, he says, what kind of answer is that? I was too busy being rich. So he says, somebody will say, listen, I'm not the learning type. I'm very wealthy. I'll give tzedakah. I'll support yeshivas. I'll support shuls. I'll support aniyim. I'll support poor people. I'll do all that. He says, no. Rabbi Elazar ben Chayyim didn't do any of that. He went to learn. He was very wealthy. He could have had every institution, every... Maybe he did. He certainly probably did. But he himself was busy learning. He traveled around from town to town. No one even knew who he was. Because that's the ikkar. And he says about someone who's very good looking. He says someone who's very good looking. The idea is that it's all a question of nisyonos. I would love to learn. I can't overcome my nisyonos. So he says, but you don't have bigger nisyonos than Yosef HaTzadik. Your nisyonos are not bigger like that. There's no question about it. So if he could do it, you could do it. And the last line is Nimsa comes out. Hillel mechayev et haniyim. Hillel's mechayev daniyim. Rabbi Elazar ben Charso mechayev et haashirim. He was mechayev the rich. And Yosef mechayev et harishoyim. And Yosef is mechayev the rishoyim. And Chaim Shmulevitz said, everybody in the world is divided into these three categories. Everybody in the world is divided into these three categories, and no matter what excuse you're going to have, you can't get out of it. And I'll just end off with Rapam. Rapam has an amazing vart. One of these, this is a take-home vart. He says, it's very difficult sometimes for someone to say, but I'm gonna be like Yosef. I'm gonna be like this rich that's not me. Right? How could they be mechayev me? These people are in the Gemara, they're Tanoim, they're unbelievable. Yosef, Atzadeh, how could they be mechayev me? So Rapam says, every single one of us has an event in their lives, or a daily event, or a weekly event, that should be mechayev them. Whether it's unbelievable good luck, or even a tragedy sometimes, everybody has whatever it is. Whether it's doing things when you're on vacation, or whatever it is, everybody knows their own life. Everybody knows their own situation, and everybody knows their own way that they should be mechayev themselves. You don't need Hillel, you don't need Yosef, you don't need Rav Elazar ben Charso. Everybody in their own world, in their own lives, has what it takes inside them to be mechayev themselves. Everybody has that. Everybody has that, so it's true. Hillel, these are models, but we're our own models too. Okay, that's it. We'll save the Mishnah for tomorrow because it'll continue. And today's Shia was sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan, Lila Nishmas, Avrumi's father, Moshe Eliezer Ben Yaakov, Ben Yamin HaKohen.